All right, team news, you have tomorrow night's game?
Michael Duffy will be touch and go. Will Patching touch and go. Paddy McElhinney's obviously trained for well over a week now, so he'll be good. Mark Conley should be all right. Adam O'Reilly should be all right if the next 24, 48 hours go okay. And then after that, it's the usual the ones who've missed recent weeks.
Of course, Cameron and Donegan is one of the ones who's been out the last few weeks. How long do you expect Cameron to be out for?
I'm hopeful it won't be too much longer. We've a fortnight without a game after Friday, so we'll see. We'll see. We'll play it by ear and make sure that he does ticks all the boxes on the way back.
Coach, you had the season launch and you were hoping that Colin Whelan would be back in around about April. Is that still on schedule?
No, or I never really put a date on it. I thought that probably May might be more realistic, but he's doing well at the minute. And as I said, we our attacking players are in really good form, so we won't be putting them under any pressure to get him back. It's really important that when he comes back that we try our best and we work with him to make sure that he stays fit.
Friday night, Daly Mount, it's a ground that, you know, you've had decent results in the past and you'll be hoping for normal come Friday night.
Fingers crossed, it's a tough place to go. We've had a decent record there, but unless we approach the game properly and put in a really committed performance, then we won't get a favourable result. So we need to go down there and replicate the work that we've put in over the last few weeks and try and produce quality when the moments arise, and hopefully if we do that, we can pick up a huge 3 points.
Pat Fallon is now set at the helm for the next few weeks until they get somebody permanent in, but do they feel that maybe that gives players a boost, they go out and perform?
You look right throughout Europe and the world, that does seem to be the case, or you seem to get a response and a bounce. So, but it's up to us to make sure that doesn't happen and be really professional in how we go about our business and see if we can bring the 3 points back up the road.
Of course, Declan Devine was the casualty there this week. Do you think clubs jumped too early to Ryan? No, we're only 4 games in. There's a few points on the board, but do you believe maybe the owners jumped too early on things at times?
I feel for Declan. I think he got the cup final last year. I know the league form probably second half of the season wasn't brilliant, but there was definitely progression. They were selling Daly Mount out every week. He tried to play the right way, attack teams, and there's only 4 games gone really, but we know how football works now. It's overly, I think people are very knee-jerk, and you look at clubs who provide their managers with support and continuity, Shamrock Rovers being the best example. It took them 3-4 years they build a team capable of trying to win a league. They won their first trophy after 3.5 years, winning the FA Cup, and they've reaped the benefits out of really supporting their manager, and they've got real continuity there, and they've reaped the benefits. So it's the way of the world, and I think clubs are too quick to pull the trigger. But I don't know the ins and outs. I don't know the ins and outs, but I know Declan's a really honourable man and a good man and loves his football, and I've no doubt that he'll come back strong. And I wish him all the best.